We have two young men who are here to proclaim their faith publicly. They want you to know that they believe in Jesus. Our responsibility is at least threefold. One would be to rejoice in the Lord's work in these young men. So we thank God for his work through their families, through their school teachers, through the message, through God's word. So we are thanking God and rejoicing with these testimonies of faith. A second thing that it ought to provoke us to do is to remember our own baptism. And if you haven't actually been baptized, then perhaps this will be a good conviction to move you forward in that step of obedience. But we ought to rejoice, those of us who have been baptized, rejoice in our own death in Christ and resurrection to walk in newness of life. So we rejoice that God has saved them. We remember our own baptism. And then third, we receive them into the communion of the saints. So I doubt either one of these young men are going to answer that they want to be baptized because they want to have communion. That's a regular answer. That is a great answer. But both of them want to be recognized and received into the church. And so that's our job as well, to rejoice in God's work, receive them into the body, and remember our own baptism. So again, we've got two young men, and we're going to start with Maximus. All right, Maximus, can you tell everybody your name?
I am Maximus Kozarezov.
Good, good. And why do you want to be baptized, Maximus?
I want to be baptized so everyone knows that I believe in Jesus.
Okay. Excellent. This is the best way to do it. Good. So you want everyone to know that you believe in Jesus. What is so important about Jesus? Like, who is he? What did he do?
He died on the cross for our sins.
Okay. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and sin is a pretty important word in that statement. So can you tell me what sin is?
Sin is like death.
Okay, sin, at least if you sin, that's what you deserve, is death.
Yeah.
So sin is disobedience.
Yeah, and lying.
Lying, right? Not doing what your parents tell you. Where do we learn what is a sin and what isn't a sin? Right, in the Bible. So, the Bible tells us, God tells us what he wants us to do, and then what we're not supposed to do. And if we disobey him, that's sin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And God also says that if we sin, we deserve
death.
Which is why it's so important that Jesus died for our sins. Now, how is it that Jesus was able to pay for our sins?
Because he never sinned.
He never sinned, right? He lived perfectly. He was perfectly obedient. And one reason why we know that he could be perfectly obedient is because he wasn't just a man, was he?
Yeah, he was man and God.
Man and God, right. So he says that when we make disciples, we are to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when we baptize people, you're about ready to go under the water and then come back up, right? And so what is that a picture of?
It's a picture of you going to the dead and raising up.
Yeah, so we are actually being buried with Christ and then raised to walk in newness of life. That's the vocabulary from Romans chapter 6. So even like we talked about before the service, when Christians are facing temptation and we are wondering if we should choose sin or not, Paul actually tells us to remember our baptism. Don't you know you've been buried with Christ and raised to walk in newness of life? So we are to remember the reality that we are identified with Jesus and we don't have to sin anymore. We can walk with him. And you want all these people to know that you're a Christian. You believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
So that means if they see you not acting like a Christian, they might ask you about it. You're good with that accountability. Yeah, good. Maximus, based off of your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is Knox Hackey. Knox, could you tell him your name?
My name is Knox Hackey.
Okay. Good. I tried to start with easy questions for me because I like that. Get a kind of a running start, you know? Yeah. Knox, why do you want to be baptized?
So people can know that I'm a Christian and that I believe in Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, so you're already a Christian. It's not like baptism is what's going to make you a Christian. Mm-hmm. You already are a Christian. You believe that Jesus is God's son.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And you want everybody to know it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. So what is so important about Jesus? What did he do for us?
He died on the cross.
Okay. And he died on the cross. Is he still dead?
No.
No, what happened to him?
He rised on the third day.
Yeah, he rose again on the third day. We even have a whole holiday that we try to remember that very specifically, mm-hmm. right? So Resurrection Sunday or Easter. Good, so he died on the cross. Well, why did he die?
He paid for our sins.
Okay, because he didn't have any sins.
Mm-hmm.
So his death was actually unjust.
Mm-hmm.
But he died for us who mm-hmm. do have sin. So what is sin?
The opposite of what God's telling us to do.
Okay, that's a really great definition. The opposite of what God is telling us to do. And have you ever done the opposite of what God told you to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, like God says in the Bible that all of us
mm-hmm.
have done the opposite of what he told us to do, and therefore we deserve death. Yeah, so that's why it's so important for Jesus to die in our place. So then he rose again on the third day, and you want everyone to know that you believe that crazy story.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that there's a guy who died, and then he came back from the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's because he is God's son. And for us, he died and rose again that we might also have life.
Mm-hmm.
So in all of these people knowing that you are a Christian, they are probably going to expect you to act like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good with you. Yeah, I mean, like we talked a little bit ago, it's weird. People expect me to act like a Christian because I say that I'm a Christian. And so this is in many ways the beginning of that Christian life where like, there's still more to learn, still more to grow in, but it's a great thing to publicly profess your faith and give honor to your Lord by obeying him in baptism. So Knox, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So it really is our responsibility in rejoicing in God's work and receiving them into the body to give them encouragement and to continue to stimulate and encourage their faith. So ideally, baptism is a thing that a person does once in their life. Communion we have on a regular basis, but baptism is one and done. But it is, again, even the beginning of a believer's life of discipleship, of learning to obey everything that Jesus commanded. So just like for most of us, we had more to become like Christ in after our baptism, so do these young men. And one of the benefits of being part of a church body is to get that constant sort of encouragement and stimulation of faith. So pray for Maximus and Knox. Obviously pray for them, rejoice with them, tell them later when you see them that you are thankful to the Lord for his saving them, for their lives, and then look for opportunities to encourage them in their pursuit of Christ-likeness. And let's pray for them. Father, thank you for your grace to bring about faith in Maximus and in Knox, and for their readiness and boldness to stand in front of others and answer questions about their belief in and allegiance to your son. So bless them for their obedience even in baptism. Bless them as they learn to grow to obey more and more what you have commanded. Help us all to, even as Knox said, to do what you have told us to do instead of the opposite. Let us honor you even as we are kind to each other And we seek to honor your son. We pray in his name. Amen.